Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hold on a second here. Bob, we're doing the most exhilarating and heartbreaking moments in Pittsburgh sports since the year 2000 as part of our quarter century series here on Pomp and Joe. Now, I have honestly read and seen that the year 2000 itself does not count in the 21st century. Does it or doesn't it?
Well, I would think it does, but I saw the same thing, and I guess it's a matter of what you believe. To me, that counts. It's
okay.
Another year.
All right.
It changes the calendar from 1999 to 2000.
So then then we missed one, or at least I did.
I know all missed one.
And this honestly goes to number one. It's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in sports, including the wild card game, including whatever else you want to do. That's Mario's comeback on December 27th of 2000. That was the date, right? Yes, December 27th of 2000. It was like an apparition appeared at the arena. That's number one.
Night. Yeah.
It's number one. It's the most incredible story I ever covered.
When you phrase this, I think you were talking about outcomes of games. That's how I viewed with the question you were making.
I mean, yeah, but that game was his night, you know?
He came back and made an immediate impact playing with Jágr. So, yeah.
So which one are we knocking off? For me, I have to knock one off. I mean,
well, 13-9 you can knock off, I suppose. If you're,
I can't knock off 13-9. For me, top
when
four.
Was hockey? We had enough hockey.
I guess
there.
I have to knock off a hockey game
right.
here, and I feel horrible about it.
But there's no wrong answer here. They're all great. We're lucky to have these, but we've seen some heartbreakers too.
Man, I'll say limits. Do you have to put Mario's comeback? How old were you? Zero.
I was not even born yet.
Oh my God, he wasn't even born yet.
No,
Bob.
I wasn't.
I feel older every day.
So do I. That's now my most depressing sports moment is learning that Limits wasn't even alive. What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. You got one?
Those people that were taunting Dennis Santana, they're the social media's biggest loser.
I agree. All right, so listen, my list of most exhilarating games of the 21st century since the year 2000, it's Mario's comeback game, Super Bowl 43, 13-9, the AFC wild card game, and which one am I missing, Bob?
You have game 7 in Detroit. Did you mention that?
I didn't mention
2013
game 7.
Wild card. Where do you have it?
What 2013? Oh, that's in there. Yeah.
You have Mario's comeback, Super Bowl 43, 13-9, then the wild card game, then the 2008 AFC championship game, which means you're bumping 2009 game 7 championship against the Wings.
I know. Can't help it. What do you want me to do? You still have Chris Kunitz's double overtime in there.
They're all great.
No, Bob, we have to choose a top five.
We don't.
That's the whole exercise.
No, because it's a subjective opinion here.
You're right about that.
So let's go to the
bad ones, the most heartbreaking moments or games. You know, same thing.
All right.
Give me one.
I'm going to go with Super Bowl in Dallas when they lost 31-25.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was one that they could have won, should have won, and there were too many mistakes in that game. Because that was a winnable game against Green Bay that year.
Man, when you get to a Super Bowl, and believe me, growing up watching the Bills, I know this. When you get to a Super Bowl and lose, part of you says, I wish we had never gotten there at all because it's such
a
crusher.
I disagree with that. I'm going to give you credit for Buffalo being there 4 years in a row.
I know.
I think that's hard to do
but
that.
You know the feeling.
I know the feeling.
There's nothing
it's
like getting there and losing.
It's hard to be there 4 years in a row.
I know, and I
that's
give
like
them credit.
If Edmonton Oilers went there 4 years in a row and lost every time. Sure, there'd be people in Edmonton and around the hockey world and say, oh, Connor McDavid, but he got there 4 years in a row. It's a grueling test to get there.
I know, but I'm just saying part of you, part of me wishes, man, this is so painful. I almost wish we'd never gotten here. That's all, Bob. I'll raise you that one with a man named Scotty Reynolds. Limits? Bob, you have to put that one in here, right?
Which one?
Scotty Reynolds.
Well, that's high on my list. Scotty Reynolds was the heartbreak of all heartbreaks in terms of where Pitt was and their one chance to get to where they have never gone.
Yeah,
that one hurt. And that denied them. And just the defensive effort, I thought. That one hurt real bad.
Limits? Add another.
The Pirates losing the wild card to the Cubs 2015, Jake Arrieta. I honestly believe that if they would have won that game, or if it was a three-game series like it's currently constructed now, that that team would have went on to go to the World Series, and I think they would have won the World Series.
That's a good one, but it's not on my list.
I have one that you may not have on your list either.
Please.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
45-44
Absolutely
over
on my
Pitt.
List. That is that might
given
be
given what Pitt did to West Virginia that 1 year, 13-9, the reverse happened in this. They had everything in front of them, and what it could have meant.
That might be number one on my list. Everything was going for Pitt the way it was supposed to go that game
at home,
and then that guy, what was his name,
Marty Gilliard.
Yeah,
he just went yard.
He went yard about three times on old one,
including right before halftime.
Man, did that hurt. Were you alive for that, Limits?
What year?
I don't know.
That was
09?
09, yeah. You must have
been. Yeah, I was around.
What were you doing? 45-44 Cincy. I'll add one. And it, unbelievably, it's another Pitt basketball game. It's the Butler debacle, Bob, with Nassir Robinson. How can that not be on here? They were a number one seed.
I understand that, but I didn't think that was as dramatic of an ending as the Scotty Reynolds one.
What? They had.
But it was at a different level, wasn't it? We're talking about the Elite Eight they were in with the Scotty Reynolds.
Sweet 16, yeah. But no, Elite Eight, you're right.
Right. So they were going to go to a Final Four.
That's true. But the ending itself from the Butler game.
The ending,
it was
fine.
Pitt was a number one seed. And Nassir Robinson committed a foul on a guy who was 94 feet from the hoop.
Well, that was stupid. Yes, I agree. But I'm just saying, the other one, you could taste the opportunity to get to a Final Four, and it was stripped from them in a matter of seconds.
You got another one for me? Crushing loss?
I have one.
Yeah.
The loss in Denver to Tim Tebow in overtime to Demaryius Thomas.
That was on my list, too. Bob. Absolutely.
And that one because of, oh, my God, more than any of them.
Wow.
That could be.
That game was just, I still can't believe it to this day. How they lost that game.
Neither can I. That was, I mean, you could also put the Jacksonville home game, but that, I mean, it was Tim Tebow, for God's sake.
Put the Browns in there, too.
How about the Jerry Meals game, Bob?
That's on my list also, but we're going beyond five now. But Jerry Meals, just the way that ended. And I do miss 19-inning games. I don't know about you guys. We don't see them anymore. We never will. But, you know, I like those kind of games.
Then about, there, yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, Joe. No. 2004 AFC Championship game against the Patriots.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. That has to be on the list, Bob. That fits the description.
Is that the one where they had two special teams?
No, that was the one before that against the Patriots.
That's a bad one, too, though. That
was a really bad one.
And that was when Tom Brady was injured, I believe.
But this one, it looked like it was Bettis's last year. The Steelers were the number one seed, and it all went to you know where and was absolutely crushing. To the point where Hines was crying his eyes out the next day. He thought Jerome was done, remember?
Absolutely.
The spying Patriots.
How about Red Wings Penguins game six here in 08, where they lose, where Hossa just misses tying it at the buzzer, and they would have forced a game seven that year.
Which they did the very next year by using game six as the springboard to get there, yes.
Maybe that sort of softens the blow on
but
that
you
one.
Know what? That's even in those kind of games. Yeah, they're not the way you want them, and they're dramatic and painful to watch as a Pittsburgh sports fan.
Yeah.
But you still remember them, right? You do, because it's all part of sports. You're going to win a lot, you're going to lose a lot. I think it's fascinating to see how many on both sides we've had.
I think my five then are Packers Super Bowl loss, Scotty Reynolds, 45-44. That's three. Tebow is four. And probably Pitt Butler is five.
This won't fit into your list, but I think it's an interesting the way things went. The Steelers were 11-0 in 2020, and then they lose to Cleveland the first round. They fell apart completely.
Oh, my God.
Apart.
We don't even think about that, right? That you're right about that.
That the first play of the game was over.
Thank you, Bob. We have to go.
Always a pleasure. See you, boys.
I love you dearly. Sunny today with a high of James Harrison. Might even be too hot for me to play golf, although I do have a 220 tee time, so I don't think so. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Thank you, Limits. I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.
Bob, we won't see you.
We'll see Bob for a little bit.
Yes, we will. 10 to 11:30.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.